What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
Every year, more and more people come to the Roaring Fork Valley to experience the great outdoors. Many of them are inexperienced. In fact, forest rangers logged 1,543 violations, including campers not storing food and required bear canisters and not bagging and hauling their poop. They come into the outdoors unaware that their actions could affect the generations to come. An example of this is Conundrum Hot Springs. This popular natural hot springs can attract up to 300 visitors a night, according to CPR.org.
However, this is not the problem. The problem is that the people that come up to the hot springs do not know how to properly dispose of their waste. According to the Forest Service, a 2006 study found that 71% of campsites had partially unburied solid waste. This disgusting truth has caused a permit system to be put in place. But if the public can realize the danger of the improper disposal of waste, we could stop it. There are most definitely solutions to these problems. In order to prevent the problems listed, a backpacker should know how to properly dispose of waste in a bag or shovel. Dig a hole at least 6 inches deep.
This is important to know because if you don't properly dispose of your human waste, your favorite hikes and destinations may end up needing a permit and stricter rules. Not only that, the unburied feces could contaminate the drinking water and affect thousands of people. Other things you can do to prevent pollution in general are using existing fire rings and smother the fire once you're finished. Also, leave the campsite the way you found it or better, and only move non-living objects from the campsite. Last but not least, respect the environment and prevent human pollution in the wilderness.
Hello there. Did you know that it takes 2,700 liters of water to make one cotton t-shirt?
That's enough water to sustain a human for 2.5 years, according to the World Resources Institute. That's just one of the 100 ways that the fashion industry is destroying the environment.
Fashion industry is one of the largest polluters in the world, and fast fashion needs to be prevented. Fast fashion is when mass amounts of clothing are produced quickly with non-renewable resources for less money. Contrary to popular belief, only about 10% of the clothing donated to thrift stores is actually sold, according to the movie The True Cost.
Despite all of these problems, there is a lot that you can do to help. You can upcycle your used clothes, write letters to government officials, and buy from the thrift store. Most importantly, you can spread the word.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.